This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I guess what I'm asking you is, would you run for president?
Well, I had a friend tell me never turn down a job you haven't been offered. If I think I could offer something, or if there's a piece there that would do it, I would certainly consider that. I'm also, though, not arrogant enough to believe there's a lot of people that can do this. And by the time we get to 2028, what that skill set to do it looks like, we need to coalesce behind that person.
That's David Remnick asking Tim Walz if he's going to run. David Remnick, if you pay attention to journalism and D.C. and New York and political journalism, he's been a part of that, not just politics, too. So Tim Walz, okay, let's try multiple ways. Offer this up on Twitter. What's your one-word reaction to Tim Walz running? You can go with that. You can go with, do you think he's going to run? You can also go with, do you want him to run? All those available to you at 651-461-9226. Tim Walz running, not just for governor in 2026. Skip that. Now, would he skip it? Would he run for governor first and then run for president? I don't know. I don't think Remnick asked him that. Some of his other comments, certainly consider. I think I could offer something. Circumstances have to be right. Also said regarding the Senate position, he'd rather eat glass than return to the Capitol. I think that's a no, Dave, if the option is eat glass.
Is it flavored or is it just plain glass?
Do we have flavored glass?
Stained glass probably has a bit of a flavoring to it, wouldn't you think?
I'm going to pass. I'll let you... take a big chunk out of it and let me know. Historians, let me know. Have we ever had a VP of the losing campaign in the previous campaign where that individual, and they're all male so far, he went on to win the next election? We've obviously had VPs who've tried to run, lost, and won. But has anybody ever lost the preceding election, run the next time, and they win? He's not even in consideration, even though for a year plus, I mean, he was trying to get his name out nationally. I think that's, in hindsight, that's clear. He wasn't in any consideration, though, I don't think, for the VP, and I don't think anybody thinks until he said what word, Dave? Do you remember the word? Weird.
Weird. Weird, yes.
That's it. He said weird. They're just weird. And all of a sudden, weird was everywhere. All the Democrats, all the supporters, Kamala herself, weird. And then it was, okay, she's from California, now in D.C. for a while. She's a female. How can we get somebody who's the contrast to her that'll enhance the ticket? Hey, how about a governor from Minnesota? And all of a sudden, that governor from Minnesota becomes the most exuberant person he's ever been in his life. And then there were some facts. How'd they hold up? Including on this show on Tiananmen Square. And what happened back in Nebraska and when he did or didn't leave the National Guard. I thought in the debate against Vance, he started slow. I thought he started noticeably slow. I thought Vance was better, but I thought he was better as it went along. And I thought it was actually a good dialogue between the two of them. If you told me right now I had to bet a lot of money on Tim Walz being the presidential nominee, I'd say I'm out. That's okay. Take my money. That's not happening. Now, we've been shocked before. Bill Clinton gave one of the worst speeches ever, the 88 convention, and then he wins in 92. This is who the Democrats are going to go for. A guy who's moved well to the left. A guy who was a part of a campaign that lost to Donald Trump in swing states 7-0. A guy who's not the greatest campaigner. He's fine, right? I mean, he doesn't stand out. They're just going to jam coach, 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 coach down our throat. Is that what it would be? I think the chances he runs, Dave. Now, they all love it. They're all intoxicated. Once you're a part of it, you got the limos, you're meeting with world leaders, people are fawning all over you. I'm going to say the chances he wins is 0.0-some percent. It's not zero, okay? 0.2%. And I'm wrong on a regular basis. Him running, God, the way he answered this, I guess 3-4%, I still think it's such a long shot. Because I know the total margin was small, but where it mattered, Dave, they got their butts kicked. That's the Electoral College. I don't know. What is your take? I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there will be excitement. And it's so damn early. I think he's running for governor, and he's going to do that and stay here. And this was just him answering some questions and kind of, not kind of, loving that he's still in the mix.
Yeah.
Or at least that he put himself in the mix.
Well, he was asked the question. He answered, I assume, honestly. Why wouldn't he want to keep his name at least in the national mix for whether it's running for the presidency or some other opportunity that may come along the way? But, you know, his argument against some of the criticisms you lobbed out would be, look, I was a late VP ad to a ticket that was created late, and everyone says the VP doesn't matter to the overall success of the ticket hardly at all anyway, so really, why should any of that matter? I'm beyond reproach. Vote for coach.
Okay. Were you just waiting for that the whole time? Was all the other stuff you said nonsense until you came up with the poetry right there at the end?
No, not at all. It was all 100%. That one just came to me right out of the blue, Chad.
At the end.
Yeah.
Just at the end.
Yeah, you know, it's just these magical things that can happen when you've got talent like I do.
On loan from God, I think Rush said.
That's right, the golden microphone.
There's a minuscule chance he's the next president. If I'm saying there's a 3-4% chance running for president, what do you say about that number?
3-4 just to run?
Yeah.
I think I'd go slightly higher. I don't know that I'd go higher than 10%, but you're in the ballpark.
Go ahead.
I do agree with you. Once you've lost as a VP candidate on a ticket and, you know, yes, late edition. Obviously, we know what happened to the Democratic ticket with Biden out, Kamala in, blah, blah, blah. But once you've lost in that realm, I think it's pretty hard to convince the party to then put you at the top of the ticket and see how you do.
It's almost impossible. I just don't see any scenario. He's got the Midwest. He's got the governor. And again, the conservatives don't like him. They're not voting for him. I just don't think the center-left Democrats can be saying, oh, that's the guy. That's our guy. I'll tell you a group that will say positive things about something. It's if you have Pella windows and doors, or Pella windows or doors. I'm one of them. Pella windows in the house I've been living in since the aughts, and I'm moving this summer to a house. Guess what? Pella windows and doors. That was a must. My timing's great because Pella, this magnificent business, is celebrating 100 years in business. That is excellence. That is exceptional service. That is quality. That is innovation. And they will work specifically with you, like they did at my house when they did the refurbish last year. Made my kitchen area so much better. I still get comments on it all the time. You know, they got showrooms around where you can go to them. Plymouth, Woodbury. You live out of the metro area, Fargo, Eau Claire, Rochester. They'll also offer you a free, no obligation in-home consultation. There are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Pella customers over just the last 10, 15 years, let alone there's millions over the 100 years they've been around. And a great deal right now for Pella, 0% APR for 72 months or 40% off installation. Don't wait. PellaNorthland.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts and walls, he did poorly on the national stage. Democrats need Michigan and Pennsylvania, and some of those states will probably get it against Trump again. Yeah, it's Trump. Maybe Trump will try to cancel the election, but he's going to be a factor in 28. Chad, I voted for Walz. He's been a disappointment both as governor and VP candidate. Chad, Dems have to go with J.D. Pritzker or Shapiro. Your thoughts? Let's see. Every Republican would support him for running again. Smiley face. Chad, don't cut Walz down so soon. That's what everyone did to Dean Phillips. Let's see. Tim Walz burned a lot of bridges to be in politics in the future. You should join law enforcement and become a farmer. Among the words, egomaniac. Then somebody's saying, well, he just answered a question. Jason, he didn't just answer a question. He elaborated.
Well, what do you want him to do? You're always like, oh, everybody's going to answer the questions. And then he answers it. And you're like, well, right, come on.
Yeah. Well, then I react to his answer.
It's a
he could have
answer,
said, David,
right?
Like, I'm humbled, but no,
that's
not
the time. Come on. Let him.
Sounds like you're tingling with excitement.
Why not?
Are you running the campaign?
I have no comment at this time. I feel like, you know, I love the job I have. I love what I'm doing. I mean, is that what you want? I don't know.
He could have said, no, I'm not running for that office.
Why would you say that? Why would you ever say that? Why would you ever take yourself out of consideration?
If you're not
for
running for
anything,
the office, you'd say that.
No. I would always want to be in the mix. Honored that somebody would ask me. You never know.
You could say all that. Okay, so tell me, do you expect him to run?
No.
Yeah. If I said 3-4%, what do you think of that number?
3-4%. Yeah, sounds right. I don't know. It's so far away. Like,
I mean, like, does the world exist?
Yes. Are any of us going to be alive? Who knows?
Yeah. Will Adrian Brody be done with his Oscar speech by then?
You know what? I got to be brief, Chad. I got to be brief. I just want you to know.
Yes.
Just famous last words. That's, I got to be brief is like a load.
Yeah. Yeah. I've done this before. Pipe down. Not really. I backed into two parking spots this weekend thinking of you.
Hey, every time I back, I never back in. I'm outraged by the backer inners.
Yeah.
Furious about it. That was a great topic for me. I've been seeking for my kind of self-checkout angle, which has kind of been your go-to, your goal.
I haven't done it in a while, too. Maybe we'll go back tomorrow. Maybe we'll lead with it.
I used the self-checkout the other night.
I saw that.
I wasn't thrilled about it, but...
Yeah. Did you go with swagger and a small number?
Always. You have to have swagger.
Yeah. You do. Alyssa would like a little more swagger out of you. She's told me many, many times. How about a little Canopy?
Why not?
Back in the mix.
We'll do it.
Let's go. Canopy, and then Jason will take you home here on CCO.